In the light of massive deregulation and significant tax breaks for businesses, have they increased their borrowing?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The volume and change in the level of business borrowing is a barometer of business activities in the economy. Business borrowing is usually for expansion. And even if they want to borrow just to pay their bills, banks don't easily make those loans. Definitely not on a repeat basis. Banks lend money only to entities that really don't need the loans. To be fair, banks are also businesses and must ensure that there is a reasonable certainty of debt repayment. So when the economy goes into recession, banks automatically cut back the volume of their new loans. After the financial crisis and at the onset of the Great Recession, banks significantly reduced their lending to businesses. The total volume of business loans dropped by $400 billion, a drop of 25%. While the economy is doing very well now, business loan growth rate is surprisingly slow. After the recession, the recovery for business loans started in November 2010, some 6 months after the official end of the Great Recession. The volume of loans reversed direction and started to climb, and by January 2014, it reached back to its previous peak of $1.6 trillion. Adjusted for inflation, it took the rest of 2014 for the numbers to catch up with their pre-crisis high. An increase in the level of business loan is a precursor to increase in business activity and higher employment and faster economic growth. The increase in business loans continued to add an average of $14 billion a month to the total volume of commercial loans between 2012 and through the end of 2016. Last year, the rate of growth of commercial loans dropped significantly to an average of $4 billion a month, a huge 70% drop. It should be noted that all of this was during a period of historically low interest rates and strong economy. Adjusted for inflation between July of last year and February of this year, total demand for business loans actually dropped by 1%, something we haven't seen since the recession. That was remedied in March and April of this year with significant increases in the amount of loans. However, even with that increase, as of May 2018, the total amount of real business loans is only 1.9% above its last year's level. This is contrary to all the other indicators in the economy, and particularly after the passage of the much-anticipated tax break for businesses. It appears that, at least thus far, businesses are not rushing into the market to increase their loan portfolio anywhere close to what was expected. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.